We were talking last week about a mitzvah which the Rambam has. Just a very strange observation, you know. It's really counterintuitive, okay? If you would have asked me if there's a mitzvah saseh and he's over baseh, okay, you would assume that there is like a... there's an opposite, like what the assay is X and the overbasay is Y. That's what you would have assumed. And the Rambam clearly does not take that approach, which is amazing, okay? He only proves from the fact that overbasay, he only, from the overbasay, that he proves that Ki'ilu, the Matiki Hashmua, have said that there's an assay over here, and it's a raya, it's a mitzvah assay, but what the mitzvah assay might have nothing to do with the isa assay. Okay? And I think the best example of that is Behemoth Tehera. Okay? The Rambam Behemoth Tehera. The Rambam has Ezet Toichlu as a mitzvah say, because Chazal say, the Chachmei HaMeseres said, that if you eat a behemoth tmeya besides the lav, you're over baseh. Okay? Very nice. But what's the mitzvah say? So I think, and this is only my own assumption, the Rambam thinks it's ludicrous that someone who eats cow's meat is mekayim mitzvah say. Okay? There's an ach mitzvah say eating matzah, you understand? So, what's the key of my say over here? So, the Rambam does something amazing and quotes a pasuk of Hivdaltem, and he comes out that the mitzvah say is the Havdolah, the simonim, to know in each min, each type of min, what causes the tahara. And that's what he says over here. The Rambam says, "V'hivdaltem bein habehema tehera latmeya ubein oifa tome v'atoho v'loisei avdola ele b'simonim." Lefikoch kol min me'albos mina simonim halolu. Mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, kloima, simone behema v'chaye v'simone oiv v'simone chagov v'simone dogim. And this, just one more second, I'll just read the beginning of it. It's like an amazing thing. Yeah. The mitzvah is, he starts in Kuf Nun Beis, for example. I should start with before. Boy inyan be omalnu she mitzasei mashi skalti lecho shonu nitzavinu. Okay, and I pointed this out. The Rambam uses the Arabic of hora, not of tzivui. Okay, shrana shonu nitzavinu lodun b'simonim elu. V'noima ze muta lo'ochloi v'ze eno muta. I don't know if noima b'peh, I assume this comes to conclusion that it's samira. Okay. K'mo she'be'o akosu v'yomu v'vdaltem bein ha'behema ha'tehera la'tmeyo bein o'oif ha'tome v'ato. K'mo she'be'o akosu ki'ilu that this posik be'o akosu is coming ki'ilu to explain what the mitzvah is. Which is an amazing thing. V'hivdaltem bein habehema tehera latmeyo bein o'if atome latoho. V'loi sehei havdola ela b'simonim. Lefikoch yiyakomin me'albos minim ha'simonim alolu mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Kloyim ha'simoni behema v'chaya v'simoni o'if v'simoni chagovim simoni dogim. Kvabianu lishoinim mashakoru lokol echod asei asay b'fnei atzmoy. Kol echad asay b'fnei atzmoy. So I'm not sure what the relationship is, because if the chachmei ha-meseira had not said each one's an asay, you couldn't have done it, but you can only make them separate asay because they're separate yon ne'ateya because of the simonim. And that's the mitzvah. And then he does an amazing thing, which I also pointed out last week in Kuf Nun. Hatzivish nitztavino gam b'simonei oif. Vuhu sherach kamo minim imenu yiu mutorim. B'simonei oif loinemru minateira avul husagu b'chakira. Okay? You have to know exactly how that works out. Mon chulun gmire, that the abo simonim, the gmire, what the simonim and the chakira you found. You have to decide what exactly happened over here. B'ch, right? Ki kasher bochanu kol aminim nishinizbare Isuam echod echod motzano bohem dvor makril lemoisom vehem simoni oif tome vizesh nitzavino lodun bi oifos. See, there's something very strange over here. I just want to point out, this is negate Rabchaim, okay? Let's read it again. I want to show you something you might not have noticed. Listen to Rabchaim here. Vamitzvah achamishim vumeya. Hatzivish navinu gam b'simone ha'oif. Vuhu sherak kama minim imenu yiu mutarim. V'simone ha'oif loinemu min ha'teira, avu husuk b'chagir. Ki kasher bochaninu kol ha'minim shenizbarer isuom echod echod motzanu behem dvor makril v'moisom v'heim simone ha'oif tomei. Okay? V'zesh nitztavinu lodun b'oifos. V'loima zetome v'zeto hu mitzasei. Okay? V'losh sifri kol tzibotot t'ichelu zu mitzasei. Okay? But the isa is t'idin oif tome. And the mitzvah is lodun. Okay? Rab Chaim in Sefer says, if you look at all these simonim, and in the Gemara, there's simoni taira and simoni tuma, okay? Three simoni tuma and one simon taira. So the simoni tuma asa, but you need simoni taira and simon taira to be matir. So you have a combination. You don't need all three simoni. You need an absence of simoni tuma and the presence of a simon taira, okay? Correct? So if you would ask me what the simonim are, l'chor, you need both simoni tum and simoni taira, correct? That's l'chor you have to look at.
In the absence of simoni tuma.
You need to know, to identify the minin tumeim, the simoni tuma. And in order to identify the minim teherim, you need both to know the simoni tuma that they don't have them, and the simoni taira that they have them. Correct. So now let's read this again. Just give you that backdrop you want. Hatzivish navinu gam b'simoni oif, v'hu sherak kama minim imenu yiu mutarim. V'simoni oif lo nemu min ha'teira avu suga b'chagiga. Okay, say that. Ki kasher bochanenu kol haminim shenizbayre isurim echod echod. That's how we decided what the simoni tuma are. Motzanu behem dvor makril lemoisom. Vehem simoni oif tome. V'zesh nesavinu l'adum b'oifas v'loima ze tome v'ze tor hi mitzase. So all he does is talk about simoni tuma, which it's kedai to open up Rab Chaim and to compare whether the Ram changed his mind in Mishnah Torah. And that is a very interesting question. But you know, if you didn't know Rab Chaim, you know, Otoshtetudah, correct? It's a reasonable diuk. Okay? I don't know if the Achrinim point this out, but here it is, okay? Now, I just want to, okay, so, but again, the Isa Asay, in other words, even though it's a very strange thing, the Ram sometimes talks about Lav Habo Mechal Asay. So off here you say that the Isa is the negation of the Asay. And here comes out in these type of things that the asay, the kiyum, the tzivui, is nothing to do with the is asay. But the fact that Chazal say over b'asay, we know that there is a mitzvah asay, and what that mitzvah asay is, you have to go out and search for it, which is an amazing thing. That's what he's searching over here for. Okay? It's an amazing thing. I never would have said this, but that's, I think, what the words say.
What would Rabbi say? There's a mitzvah din ax? What would you have said?
No. So I would have said maybe that the whole thing is not minyan mitzvah, only nisaseh. If you count miyaseh. But the Rambam has forced himself in a box. Because since Chazal say, oiva baseh, and he learned that oiva baseh is not minyan mitzvah, what's oiva baseh? So what does it say? What's the other? You know, and you see what happens is by taking a certain stand, you're forcing yourself into certain, logically, okay, anyone presented would certainly say there's no mitzvah say to eat the ox. So if there's an isah say, you'd say, for example, there's in the Torah, there's something called adoimi yomavi, okay? The Ram quotes there the Vilchos Ishus, okay? And the Ram says it's an isah say. But if you look at minyan mitzvah, there's no mitzvah say to marry someone who's not an adoimi. And there's no mitzvah, or to marry Dor Shlishi Yavo, hey, and there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah kill to marry the Adoimi after the Durs, right? Correct? So it's only Nisa, I say. It's not Minyan Mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Okay? So I would have said that an ox also, not the ox, but even the non ox, the Mintame, is an Isa. And you not only violated a law, you also violated an say. But the Ram has this thing that since Chazal used the Lashon, Oiva Baseh, I think that's what he means, the Matiki Hashmu Seh, is a mitzvah say. So Mela, you know, the Avon the Zuchim. But it's an amazing thing. I'm not sure people point this out. Okay? Now I'll tell you something, which you shouldn't quote me because I think I'm... What would you say about a woman in this mitzvah say? Of Lodun Bissimone Tuma Vatara, okay? Lodun Bissimone. See, Derech Agav, the Simonim, though certainly, you know, the Simonim Tuma Tara usually reverse, whether you have the Simonim, you don't have the Simonim. In Oif, you have this strange thing, okay? A women Mukhiv Lodun Bissimonim.
They're in the
Yisra, say. I understand, but the mitzvah say, I'm talking about Lodun b'simon. Truth is, I don't even know how many people are kaim. I'm not clear to me. You go into a store and you buy a meat that has ashkocha, that's key to the mitzvah say. Because the mitzvah says Lodun, you can rely on somebody else. So what are you supposed to do exactly? I understand it. Malagera and Snappy and Kaskesis and the question is, what does it all mean? It means that good learning the Gemara and Eil Trinh, but we worked on them when we it's many, many years ago. Okay? But that's what it is. So Lachera should come out. It's not a mitzvah session on Gromo. And the two from women in Talmud Teira matter to waste of Menechem, Lachera applies to Talmud Teira. But this is not Pateris Talmud Teira, this is Pateris mitzvah say. Of Goss, so maybe they should be Mukhiv. I don't see any reason why not. I don't want to stone me or anything, but L'cheira, that's what should come out, correct? Okay, I just wanted to point out, but L'cheira, the diuk about the Rav Chaim, I think is a good diuk. The diuk about that it's not, you know, it's not like a mirror image. I would have thought Isase and Mitzase is the mirror image. And it's not. And that's what he's so... And see, I'm not sure how it happens only. Because he goes out of his way and he says, Be'er HaKosuv. K'moshe Be'er HaKosuv. V'inyin she mitzvah say, Ma'ashiv diskati l'choshonu l'tztavinu l'odun b'simon ha'melu. K'moshe Be'er HaKosuv. And if it wouldn't be Be'er HaKosuv, we would have said this. See, he starts like this. No. You see, look over here. Look in Kuf Mem Tes. Okay, let's go back to Kuf Mem Tes. We'll call. I just want to show you something. It's an amazing thing. Because Ramban, the truth, works very hard. It's not really, it's not the place. But it's the place just for my Oiv Basay. The real place of this is not to open up the Ramban in Sher Shishi when he attacks the Rambam and the Halachas Gedolah, the issue of whether you count Yisui Asay, and he goes to town. He assumes, according to the Rambam, it's only Nisa Asay. You look over there, okay? But that's not for me now. Kuf Memtes, a mitzvah tishim, hatesha ve'aboy mumeya, hatsivich nstavinu, besimoni behemo v'chaya, v'hu yiyu ma'ale geira, u'pasosin stuka, v'oz mutal ochlon. So, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to find the simonei Torah and then that basis to eat them. Is there an inyan to find the simonei tumah, or the are you just? In other words, what is the mitzvah? Mitzvah only the simonei Torah, or the mitzvah only the simonei tumah? Because here, l'chay, the mitzvah is to know the simonei Torah. Correct? V'hu amu zeis hachaya she'tochelu. Okay? But the mitzvah not eat the chaya. V'losh sifro, oisa teichlu, oisa b'achila, v'ein b'ein b'tzmeya b'achila, k'loima. Esh yesh bo simonim elu, hi shemuto l'ochlo. Mashma shze sha'at she'ein bo she'es mize she'es she'ein bo simon meilu osalocha v'ze lava bo mechol asei v'hu asei lefi akal shebi'alnu. So it's very strange. So what did he do? He did do a reverse. In other words, this and not that. But the this was that it's muta. But how is it muta? It's after we did the other thing. After we did the bechina and we came to include the sin, we came to include this is muta. So mainly we know this is awesome. So I don't know exactly what's the mitzvah and what's the isa. Okay? The figa omu besamuch. So it starts the opposite way. You always thought the behemoth tmeya is the lav. No, it starts with an asay, the after eat behemoth tahira. And it starts with simonei tahira. The lack of simonei tahira is no heter. That's the east asay. And it's also a tere to the lav. Then he goes on, Vakavonu b'mitzazu at the end, Mashi iskarti l'cho, where did he say that? Shemitzum livdoik oisom b'simon emelu. Okay? So he said, V'hu she'onu l'tztavinu lidroish, this is Sran, it's the raw again. Okay. Lidrosh simonim elu b'chol behema b'chaya v'oz yehei muta l'ochla v'din zeh hu ha-mitzvah. This din is the mitzvah. Very strange thing. U'kvan nizboye dinei mitzvah zu b'meseches b'chayis b'meseches. So this is all it. So the mitzvah is lodun. And the conclusion is that this is muta. And the mail of the Yisra says this is awesome. Or, see, I could imagine the mitzvah should be that after the chakira, everyone should know what's muta and know that this is muta, and in Mela, everything else is awesome. But he learns even the etzem chakira and the coming conclusion, that's also part of the mitzvah. And maybe that is the mitzvah. And I pointed out that the Rambam in Sherish Chi says there are four different types of categories of mitzvahs. There is pulois, deis, midos and amira. And it comes out that the mitzvah asay is a daya, okay, and the isa asay is a pula, which is an amazing thing. Okay? But say, that's my point here at the beginning. But I didn't say anything, correct? Now, next. I was trying, and you see, also if you take this back to Eved Kenani, which is really what we're talking about over here, the Issa is to Meshachre him, okay? The mitzvah is not to Meshachre him. The Ram says the mitzvah is the Shabbat boy. Correct? So what does all that mean? So, and let's say you have an Eved Kenani in the house, and you're not Meshachre him. So the mitzvah is to work with him. And letting him in the house and not working with him, you don't violate the Issa Aseh. The Issa Aseh is to Meshachre him.
I have dominion.
Oh, the Shabbat. What does it mean, the Shabbat?
The dominion.
What am I supposed to do? What do I do?
I don't know if you have to do anything. It just you.
Then what's it tzivui? It's not a pool of b'chal. I'm not supposed to do anything.
It's not a day. It's not a meal. What is it?
I just want to know where it sits in. Should it stavino bedina vuhu shenishabed bo laolam ushaloi teicheres elo shem ba'ayin vuhama yisal laolam bohem tavodu. I just wonder what adaraba. Maybe you're right. I just don't know if it is a reflection. Is the isa a reflection of the mitzvah? Well, the mitzvah is the Shabbat, and the Issa Shichur. Let's say I tell the guy, you can roam around the house, you can do whatever you want, I'm just not going to free you. Okay? So what is that?
I mean, what are the nafkamina of being an Eved is that you're not going to be a Jewish person who's mutter b'bas Yisrael.
Even after shichur, okay, the geiris, you still need to finish the geiris also, and you have to know what all this means. I mean, the din of you can mechalek between the various din. But yeah, I understand. I'm not getting involved in that over here. I'm just asking you, is this a reflection of this discussion? Okay, that's all I'm just wondering. Okay, Beseda. Now, I pointed out, for example, when the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, you're over by say, the regal Grishena, there the mitzvah says to bring it the regal, and that's okay. And that also is the Gemara Sanhedrin, a kufiyut beis, with the Gemara B'yechan, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol sheino oil the regel over basay, say the oil the regel, ali the regel. Doesn't bring the point, but say that. I pointed out the problems. The question is, the Ram says, the Gemara says in Zvachim the over basay on a bimakriv achaya. So what's the assay? It says only nisa assay. Unless bichlal. The assay, the Ramban learns there's an assay over here, a separate assay from the Minim, in Mitzvah Shocharav. Okay? So I'm just wondering, because when the Rambam phrases the mitzvah, he says, you have to bring a behema. So is he also taking, is the Lashon Metachla Diktuk, and he's trying to take care of this problem or not? That's what I'm just wondering. Because the Ramban asks, according to the Ram, what did he do with his Gemara?
Why should the Ramban have made two separate mitzvahs in terms of Yom HaShemini and Behemoth? Why isn't he putting
it? It could have been. It could have been. It could not. You see, we don't know. You see, we don't know when, you know, it could have been two separate mitzvahs, okay? Okay.
It's not a kashya that he put into one. Is that difficult?
Why is that a problem? You don't see from Makav Behemo the other Basay, you're over the same Asay, even if you're Makav before Yom HaShemini. Okay? But the question is it two separate mitzvahs? We have no raya. The only problem I had, since it's over Basay, you have to have a mitzvah say minion which deals with this. And if in Bayom HaShemini there's no behemoth there, then I have nothing. Logic could have interpreted, I could have had any one of the two. But I'm not locked in any position. I'm only locked in a position that the mitzvah say has to include behemoth. Otherwise, there's no mokum for an isase, for an oiva basay. And the Gemara's vachem, that's all I said. Then I have the same type of issue. What happens, another issue, which I'm not even sure about. The Gemara says, in Psochem Membeis, the San Yeshua, v'seh soruah v'kolot nedova taso, oisa ates, oisa atomatvis lebedek abayis, v'atomatvis tmimun lebedek abayis. Okay? So there's a mitzvah say to be matvis abalmum lebedek abayis, we don't know that. And the Gemara says, call hamatvis tmimim leberek abayis oiva basay. So what's the mitzvah say? Okay, so you could have imagined that the mitzvah say to mak dish abalmum to Berek Abayis. Okay? But the Ram doesn't have that. And the Ram quotes this in Hukhaz Echem Vachromim and doesn't have anything in Echem which looks like a mitzvah. Okay? So I was wondering again, maybe you should clip it. And the mitzvah say is the Ram, because the Ram says, there's a mitzvah say to makriv a kamim l'mizbeach. Okay? And I'm not sure, you could bring rayas, because you see, what the Ram has, many lavim in Balmum. There's a lav of makdish Balmum. There's a lav of sheikhit Balmum. There's a lav of zeig Balmum. There's a lav of makdir. You know, there are many lavim, okay? So the question is, the assay, does it really go on everything? Or it only goes on Akhova? So I thought I have raya's, but I don't know if I should go into this. Now I thought it goes on everything, okay? So if you already say it goes on everything, so then the assay is to be makdish tomim lemizbeach, and the isa assay would be the oiva assay is to, you know, it's only because of the limud that you can hatch the thing, but if you wouldn't have, if they wouldn't have had the assay, you couldn't have called it oiva assay. And the oiva assay is to be makav to tomim to berek abayis. But I'm not sure about that, but the chodesh has to come out. It's interesting, but strange. Correct? That's the name in Erech and Chrom. Perek hei alochavav, minayin she'osa lahakdish tomim leberek abayis, shenema. Shol v'seh, soru v'kol n'dova taso. He said, pi ha'shmu l'omdu, n'dova l'berek abayis, v'chein ha'dvorim marin, she'ein elok v'shiz domim, she'ein makrivin, ba'al mum l'mizbeach, sh'neem o'isoy, o'isoy ato, o'isoy n'dova l'berek abayis, ein ato o'isoy t'mimim, n'dova l'berek abayis, l'avu v'chal ha'seh, k'aseihu. Oisa to oisa in the double lebedek abayis. So the lava b'mochal say, but the assay is tumim lebedek abayis. You would assume they should have a separate mitzvah. Of ain't it tumim lebedek abayis? Oisa of balmum to bedek abayis. So is the mitzvah makub balmum to bedek abayis? So that's the question. What happened? He doesn't have it. Zayin is a problem, is a fluke over here, or it's the broader interpretation that the Aseh is Tmimim L'Mizbeach, and the Oiva Baseh is Tmimim L'Berek HaBayis. Chais Goldman. Okay? Now, sometimes I'm not sure how serious this is. I'm not sure if the Rambam takes a general klal. I don't know if I pointed this out last week, but for example, when the Gemara says in Yuma, Omar Rova, Hasoch Sicha, Sicha Schulin, Oiva Ba'aseh, is that serious? Shenem Dibalt the bomb, bomb below the bomb betalim. Okay? So the Chera, the Soch Sicha Betela, is kilo bits of mitz a bitl mitzvah Talmud Torah. Correct? No?
You get your mirror image at least.
What?
You get your mirror image.
Yeah. So but where would you have quoted this then?
Not in the
right? But the Rambam does quote Michlas Deis. That's why I'm not sure if the whole thing is serious. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Michlas Deis Halacha Dalet. This will show you. It's interesting. I'm just taking the whole thing to large conclusions. Even the Rambam quotes Oiva Baseh Zechai. I'm not sure every Oiva Baseh, unless it's the Chmuch Mitecha Kilu, that it's only an Asmachta. Omu Al Ra, he sees like this. Perek Beis Alocha Dalet. Li Oilam Yal Be'odam B'Shisika. V'lo Yidabe Ela. O B'dob Dva Chochmo. O B'dvoim Shitzoch lehem lechaye gufoy. Okay. Omu al Rav Talmid Rabbeinu Hakodesh shleisoch sicha betelo kol yomov. Vizuhi sichas roiv kol odom. So I'll tell you, ledati, it's a pas to say that on sichas roiv odom is over basay. Okay, and the Ram only says ki ilu that this is what you should this way you should strive to lo olam yabo adam shesika v'lo yidabe ela o b'dva chochmo o b'dva shetzoch lohem l'chay aguf omu al Rav. Okay, tishohoye it's only Rav. He was the only one in the world that didn't violate the, you know, I don't think it's serious that it's an assay. That's all. It doesn't quote Mishneh Torah that it's over basay. Okay? Right? Now, I'll ask you something else, okay? If I have asked you with the Baal Tabom, what Sichas Chulin is, and I talk to my wife about Tzoke Aguf, okay? So I would have said, it's also Asa, with the Baal Tabom, v'lo b'dvom, lo v'lo b'dv'e Chulin. What's Chulin? If Chulin means that it's unnecessary talk, okay, and Tzachira, you should be b'shisika, or divrei chochma, or tzorach yaguf, and focus your mind on other things, or something like that, and that's the dais, and that's what your mind should focus on. Fashteich, I understand. But if it's the Baal Tabom, and it's Talmud Torah, I'm not sure exactly how you play this out. So I'm not sure how serious this is, that's all. The grave Odom. The whole Rambam doesn't, you don't get the impression, you get the impression that it's a mile in days. But it's nothing to do with the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Okay. See, if it would have been up to me, I would have written Halacha Mishneh Torah that Rav Leisoch Sicha Betela Kol Yomov, I would have put it in Perek Vov, Perek Hei Vilchus Deis. That the Rambam says, "Kishem she Talmud Choch she Chochom is Shene be Daito Yedoso is also is Drochov and this and what he does now and this should be part of that." But the Rambam's mashma that this is really everyone's ideal, I just happen to love, get it, but it's an ideal in Midas, not an ideal in Talmud Torah. Okay, Beseda? I'll show you another case of an Asay. This could be serious, but the Rambam doesn't pask in it because the Rambam passes over Balav. There's a problem, Manich Tfilin Balayla. And that is the Rambam Kitmo Menoches, and the Rambam Lamaisa paskins it. And he says in Perik Dalet, Hilchus Tfilin Lodot, Misha Yeniach Tfilin. Klinus tishkachamo, the chashkolov, a filu hein olov, kolalaila muta, the ein murin dovers elarabim, elamalamdin es hako, shulayanichoi, tfilin aleim balailo, elihotso isimish tishkachamo, vocho, hameniach tfilin lachatchilo, achashe tishkachamo, oive balav, shenema vishomalto es achuka azeis, miyom yomimo. Okay. Now here is an interesting thing. Okay. Now, Derech Agav, the Rav was very nervous about this. When they had, during the oil crisis, and they had daylight saving times the whole time, he was very nervous about people, even though they had a daven early, they should put tefillin on. Because it's a chalisa d'raisa over here, according to the Rambam. Davening. What the davening is, what you should do, and how you should do. Okay, we daven. There's maybe a raiv, there's a b'shasat chak, but you can daven before you ever see. You know, you can evaluate the whole thing. But there's no head to put film on. It's a lav. Okay. Now this lav, there's an amazing thing going on. I'm not going to talk. You can ask me to talk about it. I'm not going to say anything about it because I wouldn't have mentioned the problem. You wouldn't have known it anyway. Okay. Okay. You can imagine an Isa Asay, which is not Minyan HaMitzvahs, right? Correct? Because it's like a Doi Mimovi, correct? Can you imagine a Lav, which is not Minyan HaMitzvahs? I can't, okay? Maybe you can, I know. I can't imagine it, okay? I can imagine that it goes together with another lab. It's not a separate inyan. For example, Noam Avushal is there's only one time the Torah says lo, so according to Ram Sherish test, he's machadish kronbi one lab minyan mitzvahs. But it's a minyan mitzvahs. Can you imagine a lab which is not minyan mitzvahs or not kefal a lab? The answer is absolutely not. Correct? Correct? So I ask you, I challenge you to find this lab. If you'd say it's Nisa say, and it's a steer to the mitzvah tefillin, I understand, I'm okay. I'm okay with everything, okay? But if you tell me that it's a lab, it should be minyan mitzvahs, no?
Just ignorance. Where are the other lavim that were just formulated by Tishmor?
Hishomo? The Rambam, you can go back before they talk about this. You want to start talking about, for example, the Rambam has the question whether every Hishomo is not Hishomo pen. We have to know, we can go and start talking about Micah, and we can talk whatever you want. This is Masimcha, but it's not the issue. But Lachere is the Rambam's point over here is that it's a lav, correct?
I mean, he's talking
Malchus. Yeah, he should have got Malchus, right? So I would have said over here. Okay. But, you know, who am I? I would have said over here that the Rambam's not serious. And it's only a drosh, and he's calling a drosha Lefi Chomo Isa, but there's no lav, and there's no lav, and it's really only an Asmachta Baum. And the whole thing is not real. But the Rav, you understand, how do you do this? How do you take this? I'm just, you know, excuse me. No, that's it. Just See, I knew you're going to ask me, you know, going to attack me, whatever. If I wouldn't have said anything, everything would be hunky-dory, okay? But I have the right if I, they always say, more in the heydays, if your back is not itching, it's not to scratch you, okay? But I go a step further. If I make your back itch, I don't have to necessarily scratch it all the time. That itself is a contribution. But this l'cheira, you would have said that it's not serious, correct? That's why I would have put it together with Soch, Sikha, Patela. Say that. Okay.
It's not Nuchas Deus if you heard it do that.
What?
It's not Nuchas Deus.
I understand that. It's a problem of tefillin, okay? It's a problem of tefillin. And it might be a problem, you know something? And I'll tell you even more, okay? You want, I'll tell you something more. Just one second. I'll tell you something over here. I know what I would have said, okay? Keep an idea of time stream with Mayev, okay?
What time is
Mayev? Mayev is about 2 minutes. It's probably nine. 2 minutes or nine. Nine. It's just across the street.
Akhadisko?
No. It's Afrati's place. I don't know. Mamash right across the street. Here we go. With Dalad Yir Aleph. Just let me show you something. Here we go. Good, separate mitzvahs. Okay, good. Zman nochas tefillin b'yoyim v'lo b'layla sh'nem v'yom yomima chukas u'mitzas tefillin v'chein shabbos yom tovim ein zman tefillin sh'nem v'hoi l'chol ois v'shabbos yom tovim hein atzmon ois. Okay, so obviously we die from this. There's no Easter put tefillin on a Shabbos. Just not zman tefillin. U'meyamos zman anachosim b'chdei sh'yira es chaveiro Okay. Mishi nicht fühlen klidem shtishka chamo v'choshcha v'hein olov afilu hein olov kol alaylo muta v'ein moin dobe ze berab mele malam noisei v'chomei tfulun l'chatchil achat shtishka chamo oi v'bolav shnema v'shamata z'chuk azois miyom memim. Okay. And it's after Amor HaShacha? When did he mark it? Because the Rambam says his man is from Tishkach until from Ishiyakir to Tishkach Hamo. And someone puts on after Amor HaShacha before Mishiyakir, it's also why it's alive. He doesn't tell you anything about that. Correct? Okay. And I also don't even know, if you would have told me, I don't want to burst the bubble. But if you would have told me that when's the Issa, I would say the Issa says the Chol. The Rambam says after Tishka Chama is a problem. L'chei you violate the Issa Deraisa, even if Ben Hashmosh is correct. So how could that be? So I would have said it's not Kiv Lila. The Lila is pushing, putting on Tfum. This man, there's no Kiyum. But Shabbos, what's the. It's mamish an amazing thing. However, the tefillin b'goyishe v'shokal avachamo menich v'yoda aleihem ad shu magi l'beis avacholitz. One second. And then, you see, it's very strange. See, I would have put this din. See, if this is not real, okay? See, he's mamish putting this man from Anochas Tefillin. You can get the impression it is real, okay? And that would support the Rav. See, I would have put it over here. With this din, halacha yedalad. Chayiv ol lamashmish betefillin kol zman shehein olav, shehasich daito mehen, afil rege echad, shekedushasun gedoyla. Mikdush shatzitz. Shatzitz ein bo el shem echad. V'eilu yesh bohen echad v'esrim shem. Shoyut kei. B'shel roish u'kmoise b'shel yad. Tefillin tzichim guf noki. It's all different shmir of Kedushas Tefillin. I would have said the Yom Yomimo is part of that. I would have said that. But once he puts in this Zman Tefillin and the Etzem Mitzvah, I could imagine it's a lot. Say that. But if it's a lab, it should have been a minyan mitzvah. I can search out if you want, but I don't believe that we're going to find a lab over here in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. Liyos Tefillin al roish v'lokoshim al yad. Okay? And l'cheira, the lab applies to the two separate mitzvahs. Because shal yad and shal roish are two separate mitzvahs in minyan mitzvah, according to the Rambam. Times now. Okay, we're still okay. Peseda. Okay, good. Peseda. Okay, now. Next. Okay, but just this is basically okay, but it's a little strange. Correct?
Are there other lines? Don't
but it's very strange. You see, the question only is that, we always are brought up. That if you put tefillin on, it moshiach the v'sikin minyan, okay? And the Rav had a big chumrah, okay? The Rav, when they asked him, when's moshiachia? He says, I want you to know. I really can't tell you, but it's somewhere, something like 36 minutes before half of the time, If that's mamash a big chumrah. 36 minutes before Netzachamo. Not to make a bracha and thus is my mishka,
He would say that even if you were no mitzvahs otherwise?
I'm not saying...
No, I'm just saying he would say...
I don't know. I'm sure he wouldn't, okay? I'm just telling you, this is what he said, okay? So, I'm just telling you, according to this, what I'm saying is correct. The problem of putting tefillin on mishiyakia is not only a problem of Bracha Vatola. In other words, I asked you, why it should be Tishka Chama? Because the embassy is, the posse is Yom Yomimo. So I would say it's Laila. Okay? Or if they said no, this is Yom Yomimo, Yidi Dafki Yoyim, Yom Yomimo. So Ben Hashmosh is not Yoyim. So the question is, Yidi Dafki Yoyim? So what's Mishiyire? So what's the deal going on over here? And what is the problem Mishiyak here? Only a problem with Brocha, or is also a problem with the Aseh? See, I can imagine saying this will tell me Yom Yomimo, that Tishke is not Yom Yomimo. It's not Yom. That's not Laila, but it's not Yom. Okay? So it's more than you bought before. But
are there any more Lavi that don't appear in the Minyan?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I always thought the Adrava, let me know. We'll try, we'll see what goes on over here. Isn't it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's such a thing. Okay? Any lav which is Shlila is not in the Minyan, so we're not a lav. And the lav means an Isa, and it's a Minyan Mitzvah. The question is it kefil or is it this? That's what the whole show is chi about. But this l'cheira, I would say it's not serious. Because if it's serious, it should have been a minyan. Adrav, I'm just trying to get you to think, Okay? Mercedes, can we continue? Next. And now I want to read you another thing. We'll show you another thing, okay? The Rambam is like this. Beis Bechira. Oh no, let's start with Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza, then we'll go to Beis HaBechir in that one. Hilchos Yibum Mechalitza. Hakenes Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Hakenes Es Yivim Toi Nesru Tzoriseho Olov V'Al Shah HaAchim. Okay, that's Pesela. V'imbo Hu Al Echad Me HaAchim Bohu, O Echon Meachim. Al Tsoroso Harize Uva Baase, Uva Baase, Shenema, Yvomo Yovo Leho, Lo Oleho, the Al Tsoroso. Vlava Bo, Michlau, Ase, Ase. Okay. So, L'cheira, the Loshen Gmo Yevomus, Yin Alv Manav Itma, Bo Al Yevomo, U Bo Echom and Achim Al Tzorosa, Pligi Bo Rav Acha V Ravina, Chara Ma Bekeres, V Chara Ma Basei, Mandi Ma Bekeres, Kerei Shlokish, Mandi Basei, Kerabi Yechanan. So, L'cheira, you could have said, it's the Gmo doesn't say, Oiva Basei, so Stamini Sasei could have been. What has to be is the asay is to be miyabim the yavomo, and is it isa on the tzala? Well, that's a reflection. I'm not sure exactly how to look at this. You could imagine that once she, because the zika was to everyone lechatchila, and the mitzvah is over, correct? Once he's miyabim the yavomo. It's not that every second, like, he's Mekayim Mazel Tov that is out of the Chesed. I don't know. I would have said, Tachbir Rishayna. And the B'yeh Shnei is not, correct? And it's still Yis HaSei afterwards, correct? But Yis HaSei is Yavom Yavom. It didn't have to be. It could have been, okay, but the Ram learns that it's an Yis HaSei, okay? It could have been. It could have been like Adoyim Moavi. Okay, now another one. Ram Beis Bechira Perek Alpha Ocha Tezvov, and this is the end of the list. Avne Hechel V'Azoro Shenifgamu Od Nigmamu Hakosuv Od Nigmu Hakosuv Shel. Oh, excuse me. Avne. Shinigmu. Nem. Oh, okay, good. There's a point. Here it is. Here it is. I'm sorry, I read like this. Should be. Nigmamu. Hu psulon. We ain't poiden elen nignozen. Okay? Call Evan Shinoga Babaz or Afa P. Shaloy Nifkamo. Psul Binyan Amizbech. So it's very strange. Evan Pogum is the apostle for Avne Hechel, for the whole, for the Gan Tzor, from everything. And that's the Tosefta Megillah, that there's no pidyon on them. Okay? The apostle, that's it. The Isa Sei is only a Mizbeach. Okay? But if you remember, the Asay of Mizbeach is not a separate assay. The Rambam does a lot of work in Mitzvah Chof that the assay of Mizbeach is not a separate assay, but it's part of the Mitzvah from Binyan HaMikdash and HaMishkan. Okay? And even though the Mitzvah changed, that it's Mechubal Kalka and all the different halachas and the Deiris and the Mishkan and Tanandra and Mizbeach, he was maybe it's a separate Mitzvah. No! It's part of the Rambam works out of his way to put it in the mitzvah for Mikdash, okay? So L'cheira, when he violates, when he has the Evan Pogum Mizbeach, it's an Isa Aseh from Binyan HaMikdash. But L'maisi only violates it Mizbeach. Because the Ram, even though it's possible, okay, even though it's possible in the Heichel and the Azolus, whatever, but since the Lashon HaKosuv, I assume it's a very strange thing, the Lashon HaKosuv says, Avonim Shleimois Tivnes Mizbach Hashem, that's the Ram says in Perek Avol Yichud Dalet. Call Evan Shnifka Mokeshitach, but Sipoyer Kesakin Shal Shchita, how is the Psula Kevish of Mizbech? Shneem Avonim Shleimois Tivnes Mizbach Hashem Lokecha. V'chein Avnei Heichel, v'azorish Shleimois Hoyu. Avnei Heichel, v'azorish Shnifka Nigmu Psul. V'ein L'pinyin on Nigzozim. V'abuna Evan Pogum Oy L'vaseh. That's on the Mizbech, I thought. What's on the Azorish? I mean, because the pasuk is only befurish by the Mizbeach. But l'chir, the Aseh, it's a very strange thing also. The Aseh is the whole Mikdash. Because Mizbeach is Ritzma, that's what God used to say. Mizbeach is Ritzma. It's part of the Gufa Mikdash. Even the Ram calls it Kalim when he talks in the beginning of Beis HaBachir. Okay, say that. So it's part of Mikdash. But the Isa, the Oyla Baseh is only Mizbeach. But it's an Isasei of Mikdash Pashtas. Listen. Where are we standing?
7-2.
Good. Save me. Now, let's now get started. What I want to discuss here, and then we'll pick this up from this next, this is the start. The Ram does something which to me is strange and bizarre, okay? The Ram has some Reish Lamed Vov, and one of them is Ever Kenaini, okay? Till the end, he has Dinim and Dinim and Dinim and Dinim and Dinim. And it's Tavino, Bedin Chayvel Mazik, Bedin Das, Bedin Chayvel, Bedin Shaw, Bedin Bo, Bedin whatever you want, okay? Each separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. And the Ram has, from Sadi Vov till Kuf Ches, he has something called Dine Tuma, which also separate mitzvahs. Okay? The separate mitzvahs. Okay? The Ramban agrees with the Rambam about the ones at the end of the Sefer mitzvahs, all the Namor Minyan mitzvahs. Even the very strange mitzvahs. Mekhu Memka is a mitzvah Minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Towards the end. You'll look, you'll see. We learn Azov. That's the Chamitzvah. Okay? Peseida. So if I would have asked you, the two words in Arabic, the shirano, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it, and there's alama, right? Alama is a tzivui, and shirano is a hura. So where would you put the words? You could imagine hura on both of them, right? But if you had a choice between the two, where would you put the hura? Between the assays of tomb which Ramban disagrees that shouldn't count the Bechakas, the Rishus, or by the all the dinim of din maivet, din bo, din shor, din this. What would you say? I didn't say anything. I can think about it. I don't want to say anything. Okay. What I thought the Ram was counterintuitive. Okay, because the Ram says Shana at the end from Reish Lamed Vov to every single one at the end, and when it comes to Tumah Taira, except for Kuf Ches, everything is Alamah. Okay, that's very strange. I don't know if you have an answer for that, but that's counterintuitive. But I don't know if anyone asked the Kashin because that's a story. Once because everyone translated in Kapach, it's translated in Stavino by both. Okay, Beseda. So make sure we'll pick this up next week. Beseda.
Next week is Wednesday.
Oh.